Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, a show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends. So good to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. So glad to have you here today as we get ready to listen to some tunes of the big bands and great singers and the golden pop memories, but they're not all from the past. We'll have a few today from modern day performers as well. And today we're having our Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah, the big feast is coming up and we will be at the table today with songs about giving thanks and also tunes about eating. So I hope you brought an appetite. And of course we have the countdown. Today we're going back to November of 1940. So that's what we have for you today, and if you're ready, let's begin.
Seems like old times, being here with you, being here with you, being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times, and we begin, as always, with the countdown. These are the top 10 records as ranked by the Billboard National Best-Selling Retail Records chart. And kicking it off is the Leo Reisman Orchestra, featuring Sarah Horn on the vocals, Down Argentine Way.
Your cares goodbye. You'll find your life will begin the very moment you're in Argentina. If you're a romantic senor, then you will surely adore Argentina. You'll be as gay as can be if you will learn to see sea like Aladdin. For Mr. Soon as you learn, then you will never return to Manhattan. When you hear your te amo, you'll steal a kiss and then, if he should say mañana, it's just to let you know you're going to meet again. I'll bet an old castanet that you will never forget Argentina, where there are rumbas and tangos to tickle your spine, moonlight and music and orchids and wine. You'll want to stay down Argentina way.
Boston native Leo Reisman, the violinist and band leader, had his first hit in 1921. His orchestra was known for its sophistication, and it was one of the most popular bands throughout the 20s and 30s. He was still making hits in 1940, although this would be his final top 10 record, Down Argentine Way, a movie title song featuring the vocals of Sarah Horn. And that was at number 10 this week in 1940. It would top out at number 7. We're looking back 85 years on today's Seems Like Old Times, when the president of the USA was Franklin Roosevelt. And just a few weeks ago, Americans went to the polls to decide whether to give FDR an unprecedented third term. While there weren't term limits then for the president, there was the custom of only serving twice. But when Nazi Germany began to march through Western Europe, Roosevelt decided that only he had the necessary experience to lead America through this time, while promising not to get us involved in other people's skirmishes.
We will not participate in foreign wars, and we will not send our army, naval, or air forces to fight in foreign lands outside the Americas, except in case of attack.
Some Democrats didn't support FDR running for a third term, and in fact, his vice president, John Garner, ran against him at the Democratic convention. But it turned out to be just a minor issue during the campaign. Roosevelt's Republican opponent was businessman Wendell Willkie, who was the dark horse winner at the convention. Back in 1932, he was a New Deal Democrat, but now he was fiercely against government overspending.
We must substitute for the philosophy of distributed scarcity the philosophy of unlimited productivity. I stand for the restoration of full production and re-employment in American private enterprise. The present administration has spent $60 billion. The New Deal stands for doing what has to be done by spending as much money as possible. I propose to do it by spending as little as money as possible.
On Election Day, Willkie received more votes than the previous two Republican nominees, but it was another FDR landslide. Franklin Roosevelt wins a third term in office, one of the headlines from November 1940. And we head back to the countdown now for record number 9. It's the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, Only Forever. Tommy Dorsey's band at number 9 this week in 1940, Only Forever. Now, as you could tell, that was not Frank Sinatra on the vocals. The credit goes to Alan Storr, S-T-O-R-R. Now, Frank was in his first year with Dorsey's band, and Tommy didn't like some of Frank's antics. He had fired him a couple of times already, and one of those times was in the fall of 40, after causing girl singer Connie Haynes to break into tears during a show in Virginia Beach. Dorsey'd had enough and fired Frank and hired Alan Storr, who really wasn't up to vocal standards for the band, even though he later became a member of the Pied Pipers. And a little piece of trivia, Storr was soon replaced by Ken Curtis, who we'd come to know as Festus on Gunsmoke. But Sinatra was eventually rehired after he apologized to Haynes. And Only Forever, featuring Alan Storr, was at number 9 this week. It would fizzle out at number 7. And we will hear Dorsey with Sinatra a little bit later in the countdown. But right now, more news from our world of November 1940. And we did mention the war in Europe. And here in November of 1940, the fighting has expanded to the British Isles. In September, the Luftwaffe switched tactics. No longer were there attacks aimed at the bases of the Royal Air Force, but against the civilian population of London and the other major cities. On the 11th of September, Winston Churchill expressed his outrage and reavowed his determination to secure victory. Fearful of a full German invasion, he called every man to his post.
But what is happening now is on a far greater scale and of far more consequence to the life and future of the world and its civilization than these brave old days of the past. Every man and woman will therefore prepare himself to do his duty, whatever it may be, with special pride and care.
Since September 7th, the Nazis bombed London every night, and did until early December. More than 500,000 children had been evacuated from the city. And last week, the city of Coventry was destroyed. 568 people were killed. 2 days later, the Royal Air Force responded by bombing the German city of Hamburg. The Battle of Britain was in the headlines here in November of 1940. Meanwhile, here at home, still out of the conflict, the 8th most popular record this weekend was by the Glenn Miller Orchestra. This is Our Love Affair. Our first of two visits today with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, there with Ray Eberle on the vocals, Our Love Affair. That was at its peak of number 8 on the chart this very day in 1940.
The new crop of sun-kissed navel oranges. This is a real feature of the winter season and one that every member of the family is sure to enjoy. Each orange is a picture in itself, the finest produced in several years. Just try these sun-kissed navels for juice. You can see the difference, a deeper, more inviting natural color. You can taste the difference, a keener flavor and extra richness. And don't forget, that extra richness means more vitamins and minerals. Sunkissed navels are seedless, too. Best for juice and every use.
John King, your announcer there, promoting Sunkissed Oranges, the sponsor of the Hedda Hopper Show here in November of 1940. Well, let's give you a bonus record from this weekend. It's the very first recording by Vaughn Monroe and his orchestra.
There I go, leading with my heart again. And there I go, acting not so smart again. But though it's unwise, I can't disguise my love. Though I know too much love may curb the fire, yet there I go, led astray by my desire. There's no golden rule to guide a fool in love. I tell my heart, be careful, or you'll find that you dream alone. I'm wise, it's true, what good does it do? My heart has a mind of its own. There I go, spilling all the dreams I knew. And there I go, thrillingly in love with you. Don't know if you care, darling, but there I go.
Twenty-nine-year-old Vaughn Monroe, who was born in Akron, Ohio, went to high school in Gannett, Pennsylvania, then off to Boston for a little formal training at the New England Conservatory, and then he formed his own orchestra just this year, 1940. And his very first recording was a smash that would climb to number 5 on the Billboard chart, but it was a 4-week number 1 on Your Hit Parade. We were just getting to know Vaughn Monroe here in late 1940, and one of the memories for today's Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're having our Thanksgiving dinner, our musical Thanksgiving dinner, that is. And every year it's tradition for the first course, Cab Calloway.
Have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give it the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate, too. Here's cacciatore, Dory. Taste the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills ya. Pass me a pancake mandrake. Having a derby irvy. Look in the fendel mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hannah, Davy, Tommy, Dora, Andre. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta fazula, Tolula. Oh, do have a bagel, Fagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty. The Here, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey. 'Cause everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moax you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You gotta eat if it chokes you. Oh, do have a knish, knishia. Ask him the latke, matke. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Face, Buster, Cher, Chops, Fump. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Cab Calloway from 1947, Everybody Eats When They Come to My House. Now, if it's Thanksgiving, we must have turkey. And for that, we turn to Benny Goodman for a composition titled 7 Come 11. Now, we played that for a gambling theme that we did some time ago. But the subtitle of the tune is Roast Turkey Stomp. Benny Goodman Sextet and 7 Come 11 or Roast Turkey Stomp from 1939, with the leader, of course, on clarinet, Lionel Hampton Vibes, Fletcher Henderson Piano, Charlie Christian on the electric guitar, Artie Bernstein Bass, and the drummer was Nick Fatool. And on that turkey, we'll put a little Frim Fram sauce. Compliments of the Nat King Cole Trio.
I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the Frim Fram sauce with the awesome feet, with shafafa on the side. I don't want pork chops and bacon that won't awaken my appetite inside. I want the fram-fram sauce with the awesome fate with Shafafa on the side. A fella really got to eat, and a fella should eat right. Five will get you 10. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. I don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said. Waiter, please serve mine fried. I want the frim-fram sauce with the awesome fate with Shafafa on the side. Fella really got to eat, and a fella should eat right. Five will get you 10. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. I don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said. Waiter, please serve mine fried. I want the frim-fram sauce with the awesome fate with Shafafa on the side. Now, if you don't have it, just bring me a check for the water.
From 1946, the Nat King Cole Trio, Frim-Fram Sauce. One of the dishes for our musical Thanksgiving dinner on Seems Like Old Times. It seems like old times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and today our promenade down memory lane takes us back 85 years to November of 1940. And record number 7 on the countdown that week was a boogie-woogie number from the Will Bradley Ray McKinley Orchestra. This is Beat Me Daddy, 8 to the Bar.
Daddy, take to the bar. In a little honky-tonky village in Texas, there's a guy who plays the best piano by far. He can play piano in a way you like it, but the kind he plays the best is 8 to the bar. When he jams, it's a ball. He's the daddy of them all. The people gather round when he gets on the stand. Then when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm he plays puts the cats in a trance. Nobody there bothers to dance. And when he jams with a bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, head to the bar. A plink, a plank, a plink, plank, plink, plank, plunking on the keys. A rip, a rap, a rip, rap, riffing out with ease. And when he jams with a bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, head to the bar.
Thank you.
On the record label, the band was listed as Will Bradley and his orchestra featuring Ray McKinley, and they were essentially co-leaders of the outfit. Bradley had played trombone with Red Nichols and Ray Noble before starting this group with drummer Ray McKinley, formerly with the Jimmy Dorsey Band. Well, that was Beat Me Daddy, 8 to the Bar. The song was primarily written by Don Ray. He heard McKinley use that phrase, shouting it to pianist Freddie Slack to kick off an up-tempo song with a boogie beat, or 8 beats to the measure. And that was survey song number 7 this week in 1940, moving down the chart after hitting number 2. Well, now let's gather around the glowing dial and see what was coming over the airwaves. Well, some of the new programs this season includes the soap opera Portia Faces Life. The Bell Telephone Hour has concert music. And the new game show, Truth or Consequences. Well, during the daytimes, the most popular show was Ma Perkins, every weekday at 3:15 on the NBC Red Network, brought to you by Oxydol. There was also the O'Neills and Pepper Young's Family. At noontime, it was Kate Smith Speaks. And in the afternoon for the kids, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. On Sunday, NBC Blue had the Moylan Sisters, followed by Olivio Santero, but then over to Mutual at 5:30 for The Shadow, and Walter Winchell Sunday nights. Now, some of the highest-rated primetime shows included One Man's Family, Big Town, Kay Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge. There was Frank Morgan and Fanny Bryce featuring Baby Snooks. And the top five, Lux Radio Theater, Fibber McGee and Molly, Bob Hope, Bergen and McCarthy, and number one, the Jell-O Program with Jack Benny.
Boss, I can't wait till I get to New York. Mm-hmm. You know, the last time we were there, I only got halfway through the Metropolitan Museum.
Uh-huh.
And the view from the Statue of Liberty. Why, boss, I could just stand there for hours, lost in meditation.
Uh-huh.
And you know that library on Fifth Avenue?
Yes.
Well, that offers endless cultural opportunities of which one must imbibe freely.
I see. Then from what I understand, Rochester, you're only interested in the cultural side of New York.
Up to dusk, then strap me down.
Eddie Rochester Anderson along with Jack Benny on the Jell-O Program, the number one radio show, here in November of 1940. And we're heading toward number one on the music chart from this week, stopping right now at number 6 for Bing Crosby. This is Trade Winds.
Down where the trade winds play, down where you lose a day, we found a new world where paradise starts. We traded hearts way down where the trade winds play. Music was everywhere. Flowers were in her hair. Under an awning of silvery boughs, we traded vows the night that I sailed away. Oh, trade winds, what are vows that lovers make? Oh, trade winds, are they only made to break? When it is May again, I'll sail away again. Though I'm returning, it won't be the same. She traded her name way down where the trade winds play. Blow, trade winds,
Trade winds. There's Bing Crosby, backed up by Dick McIntyre's orchestra and his Harmony Hawaiians. Next week, that would be number one on your hit parade. But this week, in 1940, it was at number six on the Billboard sales chart, descending the survey after a high of number two. Well, since we know what'll be number one on your hit parade next week, how about we play the top song from this weekend on the Saturday night program, 9 o'clock on CBS. And B. Wayne was the singer this season. And at the top of their chart this week was the Ferry Boat Serenade. Here are the Andrews Sisters.
I have never been aboard a steamer. I am just content to be a dreamer. Even if I could afford a steamer, I will take the ferry boat every time. I love to ride the ferries. Mary, there's a man who plays a concertina on the moonlit upper deck arena. While boys and girls are dancing, while sweethearts are romancing, life is like a Mardi Gras funicula, funicula. Happy, we cling together, happy, we sing together, happy, with the ferry boat serenade. I am happy, very, very happy, when we're on the ferry, the music is so merry. There's a man who plays a concertina on the moonlit upper deck arena. Arena! I love to ride the ferry, where music is so merry. There's a man who always plays a concertina on my hand, the moonlit upper deck arena by and by. While the boys and girls are dancing, oh, dancing, while the sweethearts are romancing. Life is like a Mardi Gras funicula, funicula. Happy, we cling together, happy, we sing together, happy, with a ferry boat serenade. I love to ride the ferry, sailing, sailing, where the music is so merry. There's a man who just plays a concertina on the moonlit upper deck arena. All the while the boys and girls are dancing. Look around and you see sweethearts romancing. Life is like a Mardi Gras funicula, funicula. Happy, we sing together, happy, we sing together, happy, with the ferry boat serenade.
Patty, Maxine, and Laverne, the Andrews Sisters, and Ferry Boat Serenade, accompanied by the Vic Schoen Orchestra. That was tops on your hit parade this weekend in 1940, but it would only peak at number 8 on the Billboard chart. A song they were playing on the radio and the jukeboxes in November of 1940, and we are again today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're celebrating Thanksgiving. Yes, indeed, the turkey's coming out of the oven right now, and the pies are cooling as I speak. We have pumpkin and cherry. I'm not a big pumpkin fan, so while you're having that, just set the cherry right in front of me. Thank you very much. So today we're playing songs about eating and about being thankful. And always ready to capture the mood of the season is pianist George Winston. This one's titled Thanksgiving. Thank you.
gather to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens His will to make known. The wicked oppressing, cease them from distressing. Sing praises to His name, He forgets not His own.
Beside us to guide us, our God with us joining, ordaining, maintaining His kingdom divine. So from the beginning, the fight we were winning, the Lord was at our side, the glory we
Como from 1950, accompanied by a chorus directed by Mitchell Ayers, The Prayer of Thanksgiving, or We Gather Together. And before that, it was George Winston with Thanksgiving. That's off his 1982 album, December. Well, that'll finish off the first course of today's show, our musical Thanksgiving dinner. We'll have more coming up after the break, and more of the hits from this weekend in 1940 on Seems Like Old Times.